66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
On a Friday. In the greatest city of them all, how are you? The midday show, Beningo and Roberts until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Dove Kramer works so hard throughout the year, very rarely takes a day off. So on this summer Friday, he finally, I think years since he had his last day off, has taken a day off. Mark Wishnia will try to fill that big chair that Dove has, but Ernie Acosta's here, and Ernie did a hell of a job. Because later on in the show today, we'll not only talk to Paul Dottino to preview the Giants' second preseason game, talk to Sweeney about the Yankee mess and even the 98 celebration over the weekend, but the great, a future Hall of Famer, the advocate, Paul Heyman, will join me later, much to the chagrin of Giannotti or that last caller that they took, which I will admit, while I don't go to as many wrestling events as I used to, I have never, even when I was 10, ever banged my head in the bathroom upset about the result of a match. Never happened. Now, let's get to the sports. There were two things on my mind on this Friday morning. Number one is the quarterback situation, where I now, not really based on a lot of results from last night, and I watched every second of this game, I don't know why, but not necessarily based on everything I saw last night, but I feel good about my decision on what the Jets should do with the quarterback situation starting the year. But the other thing from yesterday was not just the Yankees losing to the Tampa Bay Rays, and not just the Yankees losing a series to the Tampa Bay Rays, because I think we all know that this race for the American League East doesn't exist anymore. They are not in a race for the American League East. If anything, they're in a race to hold on to wild card spot number one. But even with that said, I know ugly losses, and that was an ugly loss. And Susan Waldman said something in the first inning that I thought very accurately described the top of the first inning of this game. And that was, can we start this game over? Because that was a mess. Now, I give Tanaka credit. He settled down. He threw a solid game. But it was an awful baseball game all the way around, especially by Greg Gibson. Because that Giancarlo Stanton call in the eighth inning may have been one of the worst calls I've ever seen. Giancarlo hits a ball over the fence, and Gibson, who's clearly not watching, Gibson's on his iPhone. He's checking something else, says, home run! And here's why that's terrible. If you just call it on the field, in play, you can always go back and change it if it actually was a home run. So now we don't know what would have happened if they let the ball stay in play, because God knows the Yankees weren't getting that run home. They were 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. But what a mess by the umpires. It's hot outside. Yankee fans are angry, and they've got to sit around for 5 minutes to watch, you know, these guys try to figure out what the hell to do. And then they send it to Chelsea, and they finally get it right, and that it was a double off the wall. But let's get to the sequence that I think is finally putting Greg Bird on not just the hot seat with Yankee fans, but he is now becoming public enemy number one. With Sonny Gray in the bullpen, with Giancarlo Stanton figuring things out, I think Greg Bird is now becoming that guy. He is becoming the guy who's going to feel the ire of the Yankee fans. And it actually started before the ninth inning, because he heard it from the crowd a few innings earlier. But here are the Yankees. They are all set up for this dramatic come-from-behind win. Sergio Romo, after getting it out in the eighth inning, puts three men on base, including a four-pitch walk to Neil Walker, in which he was pretty close with the last few pitches of that at-bat, but close enough to be off the plate and close enough to be ball four. Gleyber Torres finally gave you a positive because he had that great piece of hitting when he dunks the ball in a right field, kind of throwing his bat at it. But here they are with bases loaded, nobody out, and Adam Kolarik and his six ERA coming in. This is set up to be a nice, feel-good, dramatic Yankee comeback, and here comes Greg Bird. And this is set up. I'm not going to give you the cliche, oh, this is Greg Bird's Yankee moment. Look, he's already had a Yankee moment. Guy had a big postseason home run. What he needs to do right now is he doesn't need a moment. He needs moments. He needs to play good baseball. He needs to get his head out of his derriere. And he comes up, bases loaded, nobody out, down by two, and it's bad enough that he popped up. But what added to it He's going right after the first pitch. Mr. Patient is going right after the first pitch. So he pops up. And look, it's not all on him because Brett Gardner strikes out. Austin Romine strikes out. Good night. See you later. The Yankees lose this game. And oh, by the way, even before that, they were failing in big spots. They went 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. This was a collective failure, not just Greg Bird, even though Greg Bird did leave. The bases loaded, nobody out, and had that opportunity to kind of jump all over Kolarik right out of the gate, and he fails on the first pitch. But then, after the game, and I know there's no good answer. There's nothing Greg Bird can say that's going to make you feel better. But what he could do is make you feel worse. So here's a couple of comments from Greg Bird.
I'm just proud to be playing.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Just play it. Let's just listen to him.
I'm just proud to be playing, to be completely honest. I'm proud to be putting on this uniform every day and going out and playing. It's the most games I've ever played in a season. So, okay. I kind of look at it like that, and that kind of keeps me going.
All right, a couple of things about that. First of all, that's not true. Now, if he is basing that on major league games, that is true. All right, so if his barometer is, hey, I've been hurt my entire major league career, this is the most games I've played, that's true. But he actually did play 130 games in the minor leagues back in 2013. But this has been a part of his career. A part of his career is that he doesn't play. A part of his career is that he's always hurt. So Greg Bird is telling the Yankee fan, hey, I'm hitting 211. Hey, I've got an OPS that's now under 700. Yeah, I popped up with the bases loaded, nobody out on the first pitch. Yeah, I'm supposed to be the answer. Remember, I'm supposed to be as good as Aaron Judge and as good as Gary Sanchez. But don't worry, guys, I'm playing. I'm just happy I'm playing. I'm just happy I'm out there. I'm happy I'm having a good time. And then he made me laugh. He said this.
I wouldn't say internalize the pressure. I got out. I'll probably have, I don't know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 more chances. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Oh, you are? Dude, you really think you're getting 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 more chances? You really think so? Do you know math? Let's play it. I got my calculator out. Let's say Greg Bird starts to stay healthy and actually gets 500 plate appearances a year. Is that fair? I mean, I don't even know if that'll ever happen, but let's just say. All right, so let's go with the 6,000. 6,000 chances divided by 500. That's 12. That's 12 years. Greg Bird thinks he is going to get 12 years more of chances. And don't tell me, oh, but Evan, he was just thinking of a number. He was literally thinking about the number. You heard him thinking. He's, let me do the math. Let me get this right. Yeah, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 more chances. What are you, nuts? At this rate, you're not going to get 500 more chances. You may not even get 150 more chances. Here's the bottom line with Greg Bird. And it's not as if I've ripped him in the past. What I've always said about Greg Bird in the past is prove it. That's it. That he hasn't done enough. That all I've ever heard about Greg Bird is that, well, he wasn't healthy. When he's healthy, watch out. Well, now he's supposedly healthy. So we're watching. And the results aren't there. And this is a team with championship expectations. And a lot has been handed to Greg Bird. They didn't go out and add a bat at the trade deadline. They haven't gone out and out and added a first baseman. They have played the last 3 years with this belief that Greg Bird is the answer at first base. And right now, the only answer we're getting from Greg Bird is that he's not the answer. And the excuses that I used to get on about Greg Bird, not just from the Yankees, but from fans. Well, he's got a lot of talent. He's got a great swing. He's not healthy. It's starting to run dry with Yankee fans, but it's not with the manager. Let's know what Boone said about Bird.
Coming off of surgeries the last couple of years, off the surgery this year.
Enough.
I think he's over it and past it, but I also think there's a level of building up that stamina and explosion and the fact that you're still recovering from a surgery.
At what point do we stop talking about that? At what point are we done talking about surgeries and done talking about health, and it comes down to performing on the field? I admit, there wasn't anything Greg Bird was going to be able to say after the game that was going to relax the Yankee fan. I understand that. But what he did, and I think to a degree what Aaron Boone did, was annoy the Yankee fan even more. No Yankee fan wants to hear Greg Bird say, I'm just happy I'm healthy. No Yankee fan wants to hear Greg Bird talk about the 12 more years of chances he's going to get. Those chances are going to run dry. And right now, the way the Yankees are built, and the injuries are a big part of it because Aaron Judge isn't there. Gary Sanchez isn't there. And when Gary was here, he certainly wasn't performing at a high level. Right now, they've set themselves up where they need Greg Bird. This is no longer something we used to say in April, where Joe and I would say, well, you know, you'd like for Greg Bird to be healthy, but you've got so many other guys, they'll be fine. We're not talking like that anymore because guys are hurt. There isn't a backup plan for Greg Bird right now. What's the backup plan? Neil Walker's playing right field. He's got to perform. And could Brian Cashman add somebody in the next 2 weeks? I think he's got to start thinking about it. I wouldn't have said that a month and a half ago. But Greg Bird is playing every day, and right now he's continuing to fail. And those answers yesterday, I know everybody deals with failure in a different way. Sonny Gray smiles when he comes off the mound, and that annoyed a lot of people. And I defended him only because I remember John Franco doing that, and I know John Franco took it very seriously when he blew a save. Is this Greg Bird's way of dealing with failure? Talking about how happy he is that he's healthy, and how he's going to get 6,000 more chances? And I know the manager has to defend the player. But I don't know how every other Yankee fan feels. I am so sick of hearing about health with Greg Bird. He's healthy. He's playing. Now you got to perform.